This is Charles Hill with your Sunday lunchtime news, sport and weather on RTL Today. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps of Luxembourg have unfortunately been very active again yesterday and early this morning. A person suffered life-threatening injuries yesterday afternoon in Limpetsburg as they were struck by a tram, suffering serious injuries. The victim was treated at the scene before being moved to hospital. And overnight, they were called to 9 more operations, with 6 people injured in various road accidents, including 2 cars overturning, 3 cars driving into ditches, and 2 hitting trees. A Luxembourgish man caused an unusual police operation in the Austrian ski resort of Sölden in Tyrol yesterday evening. Police were called out due to reports of a damaged toll booth, and on attending, they found the barrier ripped out on the ground. Not far from the scene, the officers found those responsible, a 38-year-old Luxembourger and his 40-year-old Belgian friend, who were sleeping in their car on the ski slope. When questioned, the men explained it had been their dream to sleep on the slope to start the next day's skiing right from there. Both men were found to be intoxicated, and the Luxembourger had to surrender their license. In international news, a shooting at Australia's iconic Bondi Beach has killed at least 10 people. New South Wales police report 9 people are confirmed dead, as well as a man believed to be one of the shooters, with the other gunman held in police custody in a critical condition. A further 11 people are injured, including 2 police officers who attended the incident. Local residents said they heard around 20 shots fired and saw hundreds fleeing the beach, where an event was taking place to mark the first day of the Jewish celebration Hanukkah, although police have not said yet if the shooting is connected to the event. In the United States, a manhunt is underway after 2 students were killed and 9 more injured in a mass shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. The gunman opened fire in a classroom at around 4 p.m. yesterday, local time, in a building where exams were taking place. The university was placed into lockdown as police searched for the gunman, who remains at large, with students told to shelter in place until they can be safely escorted out of the area. In sport, Swiss skier Loic Maillard has clocked the fastest time in the first run of the men's World Cup slalom race in Val d'Isère earlier today. Maillard, who picked up his first World Cup win of the season on Saturday in the giant slalom, clocked 47.49 seconds to edge Norwegians Timon Hogan and Atle Lie McGrath. Reigning slalom world champion Maillard is bidding to achieve the first giant slalom and slalom double in the Alpine resort since French skier François Bonnelieu in 1964. And in basketball, French prodigy Victor Wembanyama made a stunning return from injury to help his side the San Antonio Spurs to an underdog victory over Oklahoma City Thunder, beating them 111-109 yesterday evening to reach the NBA Cup Final. And in the other semi-final, Jalen Brunson powered the New York Knicks to a 132-120 victory over the Orlando Magic to book their place in Tuesday's final. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather, where the grey, foggy and misty conditions are set to continue all day, with high humidity but no rain forecast. The temperature is hovering around 6 degrees now, potentially rising to 7 later on.